design in the true sense is about innovation and about coming up with new ways of doing things.
That's Professor Douglas Tompkin from UTS's Designing Out Crime Research Centre. He's worked with New South Wales Police on finding ways to improve city design to make people safer in a world where any truck, car or van could be a potential terrorist weapon. We met in his office, where he took me through a report he produced on this issue.
They started off, they were concerned about vehicles running into people.
Mm.
That was long before anything actually happened anywhere. We felt that to get the message across, because at that stage people weren't concerned about, well, apart from the police, there weren't that many people concerned about cars being used as a weapon. We thought it would be better to widen it out so that you were really looking at just how you would protect people from cars that maybe swerved unavoidably, or you had pedestrians crossing, or you had whatever. So ways in which you can, for instance, slow vehicles down if you're entering into a place where you might want to cause damage.
Chicanes are extra turns and bends in the road designed to slow vehicles down. Steep verges, bollards, decorative planters, bus shelters, signs, statues, water features, high curbs, all these design features can be used to slow down an oncoming vehicle or absorb impact so a human is not the first thing it hits.
What we're looking at is the role that built environment plays in protecting crowded places and responsibility, I guess, of the various actors, the stakeholders in the development process specifically. So we're looking at everybody from architects, urban designers, landscape architects on one end of the spectrum to property management at the other, as well as the developers, construction folks, the investment people, everybody in between.
Dr. Pernilla Christensen is a senior lecturer at the School of the Built Environment, also at UTS. Dr. Christensen is part of an international research team looking at broad and comprehensive counterterrorism strategies that include rethinking how we design urban spaces.
We're also looking at the planners, we're looking at security consultants, government, police. So we've got a lot of different stakeholders, hence the reason we have so many interviews. But we're really trying to understand how protective security is being considered at different stages in the development process and in the design process of crowded places.
As cities around the world look to become more open and resilient, collaboration between building owners, developers, and government in security and counterterrorism will become more crucial.
Well, at the end of the day, all of these events happen in places that we would consider to be built environment, right? So environments that aren't out in the woods. They're all places that we have created. I think it's our responsibility to think about how we are creating them. We have already the responsibility, you know, from health, safety, welfare, from a planning perspective. And this idea, I think, naturally extends to protecting from terrorism. I think also looking broadly at what is terrorism and what's being defined as terrorism. You have domestic, you have international, you have sort of idealistic. You've got all kinds of things going on. And so looking, I think, more about protecting people broadly is really what we need to be thinking about. The trends nowadays are really towards these sort of low sophistication weapons of easy access, like a vehicle. And as long as that's the way that places are being attacked, I don't think we can get around bollards, at least in the short term, right? Because that is the quickest way to put something in, reasonably low investment compared to other solutions. But again, I think if we start thinking about this as a precinct approach and looking at how we move people through space, how we move cars through space, how we create that urban environment on a broader level, there are going to be other design solutions that we can use so that we don't just become a city of bollards.
If we are to ensure safety in crowded places, property developers, builders, and planners will play a big role.
But I think there's a real responsibility on the built environment industry generally to think about design of a protection as just another aspect kind of like we think about sustainability now for our higher end buildings, we need to be thinking about protecting people. It's just another aspect of living in today's age. I think also when we're creating buildings, the lifespan, depending on who you ask, is 40 to 50 years of that space. If we're creating something for 40 to 50 years in the future, we also need to think about what the potential risks are. And I guess that's one of the things that our research project has been trying to do, is to start that dialogue in the industry with everybody from the architecture level through to the developers and the investors and the property management, to get that dialogue going in the industry and have that hard conversation about what is our responsibility. You know, yes, it might be just outside our property line, but we're moving people in and out of that space. And part of that is a design decision. Where are we moving them in and out? How are we moving them in and out? And being able to collaborate and work with the city on what happens at that transition point, I think, is really crucial. And working with our neighbors, you know, fire plans take into account the buildings next to them. So should protective security. It should really, I think, be not just at a building level or at a single space level, but at that precinct level that we're starting to think about security.